Well, I think it's an understatement to say they would have been disappointed, just with the results, Slats, but in probably the manner in which they played. Let's get an insider's point of view from assistant coach Craig Fitzgibbon. G'day, Fitz.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Is that right? Yeah, disappointed that you lose, but you know, I don't think you played your best on Saturday night. Is that the more disappointing thing?
Yeah, it's probably a fair statement, I think. Yeah, we're still probably grieving a little bit in the last couple of days, obviously with Wyong last night as well. But when the dust settles, we'll look back on a pretty positive year by and large. But yeah, the disappointing thing is that if you have a good performance but you get beaten on the day, you do sort of take it easier. But it takes nothing away from the Cowboys. They made us play that way. They put the pressure on us, controlled the field position, definitely controlled possession, and they sort of forced us into playing that way. The disappointing thing from our end is we didn't respond.
Yeah, Fitzy, I mean, it seemed that the bigger players for the Cowboys, they really stood up. Michael Morgan, you know, it's a 40-20 early. That's an ascendancy that they get. But they're just so hardened, aren't they? I mean, a lot of teams with this role, they scrape into the eight, would be fatigued, but they don't look like that.
No, it's a funny thing, momentum. They've turned that underdog status and you know, that outside, I suppose, that external thought that no one gives them a chance into actual momentum. And, you know, I think when you, it's hard to put your finger on an exact thing, but when you get it, it's so powerful when everyone's involved and you've got a full squad of guys all buying in and committed to the same cause and playing. You know, not only Morgan and Tal Malolo who are playing, you know, they're probably a cut above the rest of the competition at the moment. The whole team are playing as good as they can play. So, you know, really, really good job by the Cowboys there, by the coaching staff and the individual players to understand there's still an opportunity. But, you know, they're not laying down, they're going after it. It's pretty impressive to watch, but disappointing to be on the end of it, I can tell you that.
Overall assessment of the season, I think you touched on it a little bit earlier. Second last in 2016 and now second in 2017. But I think Trent Robinson made mention of it during the press conference. If you'd have said at the start of the year you'll make the prelim final, you'd have thought, great. But then when you get to the prelim final, you think, gee, we've missed an opportunity.
Yeah, he probably articulates a little bit better than most, Robbo, and that's probably a fair statement. I think... Yeah, I think when you look at it, it's definitely been a positive season and some players have had some really big years. And we'll make sure that we reflect on that and use what we did do well and try and drag that into the next season and add a little bit to make sure that when we get under these big moments that we come out the other side. But it has been a remarkable improvement and we're obviously proud of that. But yeah, you do figure out at this stage of the year how bloody hard they are to win and. Every year there's 15 disappointed teams, so we're one of those at the moment.
Mate, as the coaching staff, you can sit there and be very objective when you see the players trying to do their things and everything you've worked on and spoken about. Were there times in the game where you thought we're off the boil here, we're not sticking to it?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, you kind of get a feel for it during the game. Yeah, you sort of know when... Well, we've had a lot of close games this year where... Mm. Kind of felt in some weird way that we were going to get away with it. We managed to do that on a number of occasions throughout the course of the year. But the other night, it just felt a little bit, you know, I suppose it's the benefit of hindsight as well. But it felt a little bit different the other night, and we didn't manage to do that. So, you know, it's not a style of footy. It's handy to have the ability to win the close games and be confident you can do that. But it's not a style you want to rely on either. You want to make sure that you're the team putting the opposition under pressure, not the other way around.
Who wins it, Fitz?
Melbourne have been the most dominant team all year, and obviously for whatever reason they come charging out of that week off. I thought they wobbled early against Brisbane. Brisbane didn't manage to make them pay for that though. And when you're playing Melbourne, you've got to make everything count. I think that's pretty obvious. And the Cowboys with that belief, and they're in a really good routine. I was talking to Paul Green after the game and he was saying how confident every week just seems like exactly the same as the week before. So they're really confident and getting well prepared for the game and that. But I think they might yeah, they might run into a pretty angry Melbourne or a pretty focused Melbourne, I think.
Yeah, they're just so resilient, aren't they, Melbourne? They just had to wait until something clicked. In the meantime, yeah, their defensive prowess shows, Fitz, and then they just broke it open.
Yeah, it was strange. The first half, they were getting holes poked in them everywhere, and for whatever reason, Brisbane didn't capitalise on any of those opportunities. And, you know, like we said, that's just, they're ruthless, Melbourne. They really are. I know you can put it into words, and nearly everyone says the same thing about them. It's not like you don't know what they're going to do, but stopping it's an entirely different thing. And those game managers, between Smith, Slater and Cronk, the way they manage a game is, Morgan's been doing that probably just as good as those guys at the moment. He'll have to do it again if they are to beat Melbourne.
What's the future hold for you, Fitz? I know you're there as an assistant at the Roosters. Your name gets linked to full-time jobs or head coaching jobs at different stages. I think you've distanced yourself from the Titans at this point. What is that a job that you want to take on? Would you be prepared to go over to the UK to get that head coaching position, much like Trent Robinson did with Catalan a few years ago?
It's a tough one at the moment, Jimmy. At this stage, I won't go overseas. I'm settled here in Australia and in my life here. And whilst it's flattering to be linked to some jobs, it's also a little bit embarrassing because I'm definitely not applying for any jobs. I actually just renegotiated for another year, another 2 years with the Roosters, I've been trying to knuckle down on for the last few months, and sorted that out just last week, actually. So I'm really comfortable in doing that. But again, I just want to be the best possible coach I can be, and if the right opportunity comes my way, I'll investigate it. But if not, I feel like I'm in the right place at the moment. I've obviously been with the Roosters a long time, and really educational learning with Trent and Jason Taylor and Matty King, the other coaches there. So it's a great environment to learn and develop. And I'm in no hurry. I don't really need to jump out the door anywhere yet. So I'll stay there for the next couple.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for making yourself available this morning. And bad luck over the weekend, but the Cowboys, they're on a roll. Thanks, Craig.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
Awesome. Craig Fitzgibbon there. Mr. Politis got the checkbook out, obviously. Got to convince the big fella, don't you?
You know they're putting a cap on spending on the football departments now. So whereas previously, they're looking to put a cap on it and say, if you can't spend any more than this. So
well,
I think
you look at the add-on staff or the number of personnel now in all sports.
Yeah.
This Australian cricket team, they all line up for the national anthem. If they're all out there, it's like three teams.
Well, this is only, 17 years ago when I, 1999, played my last year at South Sydney. We had a coach, we had a head strength and conditioner, and we had maybe one other, a weights guy.
And did they play any worse then?
No, well, that's the thing. Now you've got this money and you just want to spend it.
You know what I found out?
What's that?
That the tour of Bangladesh, well, we batted so brilliantly, didn't we? Well, Dave Warner did.
Yeah.
We ended up fighting back.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a bowling coach there. I don't think there was the batting coach there. They were on holidays.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Remarkable.
So aren't there other opportunities during the course of the year you think you could take your holiday?
Well, they'd come out of that break when the IPL was on. That's a break for everyone.
Yeah.
So, but apart from those guys involved in the IPL, obviously. But, yeah, I found that staggering.
Mm.
Shows what they put on that series over there.